I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. These days, any good news from Syria is often counterbalanced by lots of bad news. Today we hear that the U.S. and Russia have agreed to extend a partial ceasefire to Aleppo. But just yesterday, an international aid group had to plead with the U.N. Security Council to get the warring parties to stop bombing hospitals all over Syria.
We will not leave patients behind, and we will not be silent. Seeking or providing health care must not be a death sentence. You will be judged not on your words today, but on your actions.
That's Joanne Liu, the head of Médecins Sans Frontières, addressing the Security Council yesterday. Just last week, an attack on a hospital in Aleppo killed 50 people. Another one yesterday killed three more. Now, a deliberate attack on a hospital is a war crime. The Security Council did adopt a resolution reaffirming that. So I asked Joanne Liu how confident she was that this resolution would do much to stop the attacks.
Well, confident would be a big word. I think that what we got yesterday is what I call the beginning of a journey. We basically have done the easy step, which is passing a resolution. But what it does is the fact that it's a landmark to a certain extent. Now that the UN Security Council has, I would say, reaffirmed the state of play in terms of what is protected, what we need to safeguard, then we have something, you have a reference point. So it's not, then this is something that unanimously the Security Council has passed.
Do you think the problem of bombing hospitals, has it always been there, or is it getting worse now?
This is a good question, and it's very difficult to answer it in terms of, I would say, hard data. The project of healthcare in danger done by RCRC, where they have compiled 2,400 attacks on healthcare worker, medical facilities of ambulances over 3 years from beginning of 2012, end of 2014, give an average of two attacks on a daily basis. This is what we've got in terms of a bit of a benchmark, but we don't have benchmark before. I think it somehow has always happened. The fact that for us, for MSF, we had dramatic occurrences, dramatic attacks, Kunduz being very, very different, but not unique, unfortunately. We had several attacks in Yemen. We had several attacks in Syria, like I just said, but we had as well in South Sudan. Mm. We have as well in Central African Republic. So it's happening. And at the end of the day, our call is to make sure that in addition to just say we will pass a resolution, is we want countries to make sure that they would prevent attacks on hospital, on patient, on healthcare worker. That's what it's all about for me.
So as you say, these attacks on hospitals are happening in lots of places. Let me ask you about that attack on the hospital in Kunduz in Afghanistan last October. It's a case that directly affects Médecins Sans Frontières because it was on an MSF hospital. A U.S. gunship destroyed it. 42 people died. Do you think you'll ever be satisfied with how that case is dealt with?
I cannot predict the future, but at this stage, there is still, for us, the fact that we didn't get the independent and impartial investigation that we're asking for, because we truly believe that being the perpetrator, the judge, and the jury is not possible. And so right now, we're still not completely satisfied. On the other hand, we do acknowledge the fact that the U.S. has taken responsibility, and the reality on many of those attacks, very few nations have taken responsibility in the past. So they have done this, they have done an internal investigation, but for us, there's still some gray area, and then we would be satisfied with an independent and impartial investigation.
Joanne Liu, President of Doctors Without Borders, thank you very much.
Thank you.